Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Update for July 9th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today on this Monday is Mary. How are you doing, Mary?
Good. Yes, I had a brief 1 week hiatus, but I am back. So,
how was the hiatus?
It was pretty good. I don't know if in the 1 day that happened, we've now overused that term.
But that's how we work here at Rob is a Podcast. We drive it into the ground and then we go back to the good old staple of hashtag Summer of Steve 2018.
Oh, never going to end, Summer of Steve.
I think Summer of Steve wouldn't have continued to work if he didn't leave the first week. And now it can just work for the rest of the summer.
Exactly. And, you know, when in doubt, we can just turn it into Summer of Sambot or Summer of Swaggy. Although Summer of Swaggy, not looking too good either.
Yeah, the S names, not looking good.
Yeah, the only two S names in the house are Scotty and Swaggy. Sam, apparently not an S name.
Not an S name. Caitlin, very bad at keeping secrets. Let's talk about this. We are live on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, and Facebook. And if you want to join us in the chat, you can go to robiswebsite.com, or you can just chat with us on any of those platforms, and we'll hang out. We'll have fun. Because I feel like not a ton happened yesterday that was super relevant to anything, just because, you know, we'll get one major piece of information released into the world. But lots of conversations between people that are about to get blindsided by information that is going to make all of their conversations irrelevant.
Definitely. A whole lot of Swaggy and Bailey being really excited for this veto ceremony that's going to come up. They can't wait to see Angela get backdoored. So hope we're all pumped for that.
Yeah. Yep. They're very pumped. We started the day off. There was a have not ceremony that felt a lot more like a ceremony than any other have not picking, where Caitlin was choosing the have nots. Tyler, you may know this. He was I think we talked about it a little bit. He was planning on volunteering to be a have not. But Caitlin was like, hey, but if you're a have not, you won't be able to sleep in the same bed as me. I mean, sleep in the HOH room. And he was like, that's fine, I'll just be a have not. Tyler did try to volunteer, but Caitlin just happened to not see that he was volunteering.
Yes, there were seeming to be a couple people who seemed like they might want to volunteer, but this whole ceremony was really, I've got four people I want to be have nots, and I'm going to phrase this in such a way where they are really the only four people available.
Yeah. So. Like, normally these HOHs, they're like, just like, what, whoever want, I don't want to choose anyone, just like, give me an out. She was like, no, don't you volunteer. These maybe over here. Very funny. I recommend you go watch it.
And I think that Caitlin of 1 week ago, or even 2 or 3 days ago, would have been slightly upset with the fact that Fessy and Haley are both sleeping in the same room now, separated. But apparently that ship has sailed and we've moved on to the good ship, Tyler.
Yeah. You know, given the fact that she does have a boyfriend at home, I think we can say safely now that she moves on pretty quickly.
Yeah. So hopefully her boyfriend is informed that this was a her plan going into the game was to just move from one guy to the next. And I'm really excited for when Haley and Scotty get together in week 8. That's really what I'm looking for. Or sorry, Caitlin and Scotty. That's really what I'm looking for.
Yes. I mean, hey, Haley and Scotty could too.
That would be good too.
So we also had JC and Fessy, just JC continuing to be JC, just again, kind of like very goofy, but also quietly being kind of good at the game. He's maintaining this relationship with JC. With Fessy. He's telling him, like, you're good. Don't worry about it. Rachel's the only one that's, I don't even know why he's telling Fessy this, but he's giving Fessy this information that I'm sure Fessy feels like is valuable information. So he said, Rachel's the only one that I've heard saying your name. So just be nicer to her. Just be extra nice to Rachel. And you're like, all right, yeah, okay, that's fine.
I love the advice of be nice to this person. Not that they're coming after you or anything, but, you know, you might want to be nice to them. I don't know if JC is subtly trying to hint that Rachel might have a power or be coming after Fessy. Either way, that kid just likes to gossip.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is why like half of his alliance thought that he had the power last week, because he, like, he speaks, and it's the same thing with Yatus, where it's like he speaks like
he's so confident.
He speaks like he knows more than you. Like, oh, you don't understand this word? Maybe you're just not advanced enough in English. Like, you don't know why you should be nice to Rachel? Well, all right, well, I know why, but maybe you don't.
And I couldn't follow any of the reasoning he was giving. There was something about cookies, and I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, and then he'll go to Winston after this and be like, so Fessy's plan is to try to get me to vote you out, Winston. He's just like, he's playing harder than Tyler is, except nobody is like paying attention because it's JC.
Oh, gosh. Well, and then, of course, pretty soon after that is when we get the real meat of Caitlin talking with Haley and she talks with Haley first, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Caitlin is going to talk with Haley, and I don't know why she decided to say this early, but it probably is going to end up working out for her here. And Tyler has yet to find this out, and he will not be happy when he does. But she is going to tell Haley about the plan to backdoor Swaggy, and she's like, do not tell anyone, but I have to do this. So, you know, Swaggy has been, you know, is talking this stuff about me, and this is something I have to do, and it's just going to reset the playing field, and it's going to let everyone align with who everyone wants to align with. And by that she means, I don't know, that she can just continue to be friends with everyone except for Swaggy.
I think it's funny that throughout the day, Caitlin and Haley have two or three different conversations where, because Haley keeps going back to Caitlin being like, are you sure you want to do this? Is this really what you want? We haven't really thought this one all the way through. And Caitlin's reasons, yeah, they start out first being, oh, well, you know, in the beginning, we didn't really know who we liked. And now I think we figured out who we like. And for me, it's definitely the three guys I'm interested in, and you and Rockstar. Those are the people I like. And then later on, it's about, I want to make a big move. And then after that, it's about forming a new alliance. So she's kind of all over the place, but she doesn't seem to be cracking as much as I thought, and yet Haley also doesn't really seem to be pushing too hard to not go through with this plan.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, right away, Caitlin is like, look, this is happening. And Haley feels like, oh God, like, Haley is a little bit worried at first that, like, it's not me, is it? She's like, no, come on. Of course it's not you, Haley. I would never do anything crazy like that. It's Swaggy. And she's like, oh God. So Haley's just trying to make sure she doesn't, does not fall into the crossfire here. Immediately after this conversation, after she finds out Swaggy is the target, she has a conversation with Bailey where she keeps it quiet. She lies to Bailey. Oh yeah, I think it's going to be Angela.
Yes. And this is really where I started to wonder, what is best for Haley's game here? Is it best for Haley's game to go along with Caitlin, just sort of try and not stir the pot too much and just, you know, look, Swaggy and Bailey, they're going to be mad. They're going to get voted out. It's OK. I'll just switch over. Or is it better for her to actually make a push? Because I don't think Haley is realizing that Caitlin might not go through with this if everyone finds out about it. I feel like part of Caitlyn's incentive for doing this is that it is a secret backdoor plan and that she's going to be able to sort of create her own narrative of why she's doing it after the fact, once it blows up. And I think for Haley's game, it might be better to go and at least tell Fessy, which would might make Fessy be more on her side and less on Caitlyn's, or, you know, just because right now Haley's in a situation where once it all comes out, Bailey's going to immediately be mad at her for not telling. I mean, I feel like it's all going to come out at some point that Haley knew about this.
Yeah, it's a tough position to be in, and she's going to talk about it later. Like, I wish I didn't know. But I do feel like she doesn't realize just how fragile this decision is. That Caitlyn has gone back and forth about this decision multiple times, and Tyler needs to be there every time to make sure he course corrects and to the right track. I think if she realized that, then she'd be able to recognize that I do think she has a good chance of being able to flip Caitlyn back into not doing this. But she hasn't really pushed that hard. She's kind of playing it safe, and she's like, all right, well, if this is gonna happen, then how do I make the best of it? She does, after lying to Bailey, immediately go to Rockstar and give Rockstar the download of lists what's happening. There's nothing we can do about it. Swaggy is getting backdoored, and Rockstar is pissed. Rockstar is like, frickin' white people. Like,
probably my favorite reaction of the night was just Rockstar going through this, her feelings toward Caitlyn. And yet she also doesn't. She doesn't go and tell anybody else. So
yes, Rockstar, who is very annoyed, is also then going to lie to Bailey and the rest of them, not going to reveal this. Can't even talk to Caitlyn about it because she's not supposed to know. So Rockstar is really just like sitting in her own anger for the rest of the night. Just like, this is very annoying. She can't even start to pivot like Haley is, because again, she's not supposed to know. So, I mean, Rockstar in particular, I think Rockstar is the person that should be telling other people. She should be talking to Swaggy, to Bailey, and Fessy, and being like, guys, this is happening. And then, you know, if Haley gets in trouble, Haley gets in trouble. It's Haley's fault for telling her in the first place. She's the one who now has the position to go and do stuff about this.
Especially since Rockstar, in comparison to Haley, has fewer connections on this new side that would be formed.
Yeah.
I know that Caitlyn later on talks with Haley and describes what her core alliance that she wants is. And this is all really good for Caitlyn, but Rockstar is really the odd person out that I think would be, you know, the bottom of that new alliance.
Yeah. And you know, it's like, if Haley gets mad at you for spilling, like, what else is she gonna, who else does she have in this house? Like, she also just got blindsided by this. It's, you know, she's trying to make connections with the other side, but is she really gonna like jump ship just because you started talking about this? She started talking about it. Like, she's not gonna blame you that much. So yeah, I feel like with Haley, I can kind of see the pivoting she's doing, and I can kind of be like, okay, this is kind of making sense, even though I do wish that you would try a little harder, because I think you might succeed. But with Rockstar, I really feel like she should speak up, but she's not.
Yeah. And the only thing that Rockstar does that I think might be her attempt at planting some seeds is she does go around and talks to a few people. I know she talks to, I think, Swaggy, and that she also talks to Fessy about she definitely mistrusts Tyler, and she's trying to blame a lot of things on Tyler, and Tyler's a snake in the grass, and that's really where the seeds of maybe Tyler might be someone we want to look at pretty soon, except for Swaggy, who for some reason still thinks that Tyler won't cut him immediately. And like, Swaggy, honey, it's already happening.
Yeah. I mean, she very heavily hints to Fessy that something is happening, and it goes right over Fessy's head. Unfortunately for them, like, look, their allies, they're just unfortunately not that great. And Fessy is just kind of like this big rock, and Swaggy and Bailey are just a little too distracted with each other. You know, it's kind of frustrating with Swaggy. I feel like he has so much potential to be entertaining, but I feel like he's never really fulfilled that potential. And part of that is because he's too focused on Bailey. And part of it is that he has terrible Big Brother opinions. My God.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. First off, Eric Stein is a great player.
Yeah.
Just want to put that out there. So I don't know where he's going with that. Swaggy likes to badmouth all of the men who have been in past showmances, not realizing that he is going down the exact same path.
Yes.
Also, he's so open with the fact that he's a fan, and he's one of those. I mean, I do believe he's a super fan, but some of his opinions are just a little bit off to where I almost don't trust him he's like a casual super fan, you know, with the love for Paul.
Yeah, he's one of those super fans that thinks Paul was robbed 2 seasons in a row. He's the best player to ever play. Eric Stein sucked because Evil Dick was the true mastermind of season 8. He probably doesn't think Andy was a good player. It's no good.
I've seen the chat. Yes, the swag potential was high, but
yes,
it's not coming through
because like Swaggy, he was having this conversation with Bailey later in the night where she was asking him questions, and she was like who do you not trust? He was like, I don't trust Caitlin. I don't trust Tyler. I think that like they're gonna come for me soon. Like, he knows that this is possible, but he refuses to go talk to Caitlin at all. He's like, you don't go to court twice. Like, I'm not gonna go talk to her again.
He said adamantly he's not going to apologize to her. And yeah, that line about the not going to court twice.
Yeah, he deserves this. I'm sorry. He does. Like, he's been completely asleep at the wheel here. Unfortunately, just focusing too much on the showmance, and it's just not going to work out for him. Scotty, on the other hand, in this conversation about Big Brother opinions, defends Eric Stein. Hopefully we'll get a bit of some talk about that on the Eric Stein podcast today.
And also shouts out RHAP.
Yes. He says, there you go, RHAP. The Rob is a podcast. There's some game talk for you.
I like how Swaggy laughed and agreed, and I was like, I don't know if Swaggy knows about RGP.
I don't think so. so that was that. We also had some more conversation between Sam and Tyler. This was something that I was curious about because Tyler and Sam have kind of drifted because Tyler's had to focus so much on Caitlin, but he did make sure to check in with her yesterday and reaffirm their bond, make sure that, because she's a huge part of his plan here. He used a lot of social capital to make sure she stayed so that she could save him. They reaffirm their bond here. He gets more details about her power, finds out that it has to be used by week 4, which is very important information to have. And as I mentioned, I think it all but guarantees that she will use the power on him if he is in trouble in the next 2 weeks. Just because you might as well. It's if you're forced to use it on week 4, then you might be forced to use it on someone you don't want to use it on. So you might as well use it in week 3.
Now, the question I have for Tyler is I think a lot of people think that he's doing a good job of not telling anyone about his power. And I know that you and Rob discussed that you're not even sure how great of a power this is, given its circumstances. But I think where it does really benefit someone is if they have spies who could inform them when they are getting backdoored. And so I wonder if he could use Sam as a person to just sort of, he didn't even need to tell her everything, but, you know, keep your ears out if you think I'm getting backdoored and let me know, you know, and we might be able to help each other in that way. Can he use this on someone else or just himself?
The wording said, I think just yourself. Okay. Whereas Sam's specified.
Well, it doesn't benefit her.
Yeah. So like Sam specified that it could be used on somebody else. I think this can only be used on yourself. Which again, like this power is like nothing compared to Sam's. This is like significantly worse than Sam's power and probably the rest of the powers, I think. But yes, I think the important thing for Tyler is he has enough connections out there. As long as he can find out that he is going to be backdoored ahead of time, then he can prevent it. But even then, if they decide to put him up straight away, then he's got nothing. Definitely look out for Tyler every week. He has this power, just checking in with people before the veto ceremony to make sure nothing bad's going to happen.
I would say the longevity of the power is really the only thing that it's got going for it.
Yes, I imagine so. But even then, like the later you get into the season, the less likely it is that you're going to be backdoored because people are like, what's the point? You're just going to play in veto anyway.
And I think the people who are most likely to put him up right now would probably just front door him. That's not a whatever, you know, nom him initially.
Yeah.
If they were going to do it, you know, which would probably be Swaggy or Bailey or possibly even, you know, Rockstar or someone like that.
Yes. And that's what they've talked about. Like, and this is what I tweeted out. Like, the current plan is to nominate Tyler and Brett. His power does not save him from this whatsoever. So he, you know, this is not going to help him. He'll still need Sam's power next week if the other side wins HOH and decides to target him.
Yes. Definitely.
All right.
And I can't figure out why. So Tyler is telling Sam that he thinks Swaggy has the power, which I think, given his whole arguments last time he was HOH for why he didn't want to put up Angela when people thought she had the power, I'm not sure why he would be mentioning the person that he wants to go home, because I think he would be afraid that Caitlin would say, oh, well, I don't want to put Swaggy up if he has a power.
My guess is that because he's been telling Caitlin, I don't think Swaggy has the power. I think he's like convinced Caitlin to make this move. And now that he knows it's going to happen, he's trying to go, OK, well, maybe now I do think Swaggy has the power, thinking like once Swaggy leaves. Yes. Yeah. Once Swaggy leaves, he can be like, well, the power's gone. Week two power's gone. No need to speculate on who else might have that power. So I think he's trying to flush the imaginary power out so that nobody thinks anybody has the week two power.
Oh gosh. So what do you think was the most ironic thing that was said tonight? Swaggy being excited for the veto ceremony or Bailey hoping that people are going to crack soon?
I was pretty pleased with Swaggy. Like, man, I was really hoping the veto ceremony would be today. I just can't wait for it. I can't wait for that. And then I'm going to win the next HOH and everything's going to be great. Sorry, dude.
Yes. And he was, can't see the forest for the trees. He was talking about how he thinks he's going to do well under pressure and he'll be fine when he's on the block, you know, week 8 or 10 or possibly never.
Yeah. I feel like the potential is there here for Swaggy, but it's never going to be lived up to. Rockstar and Haley discuss the backdoor Swaggy move some more. They talk about like, should we try to, to prevent this from happening? Like, what should we be doing? And they essentially decide like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to try to talk her out of it. Like, what else are we going to do? We just need to let this happen. Do we have the votes to save Swaggy? No. What do we do? Like, we're screwed. Like, I guess we just have to pivot from here. And that's going to be their plan.
And Rockstar is so upset now because she also thinks that Caitlin had this whole master plan a long time ago. And that's why she went around telling everyone that she thought Winston was a doctor, because it was all part of this act.
Yeah. Sometimes you come up with lots of crazy explanations for things that the simple explanation is that Tyler tricked Caitlin into doing this. And Rockstar kind of knows this on some level. But Caitlin will like explicitly explain this to Haley when they have another conversation. She's like, because Haley comes up, she's talking to Caitlin more about this and pushing a little bit back on this at first, at least. And Caitlin is saying, yeah, Tyler, he keeps telling me like I need to do this and I need to, you know, take the power back. And he needs to keep reminding me about like why I need to do this. Like, just like, again, I think this is entirely unintentional, but like totally throwing Tyler under the bus. He did not train her well for how to hide his involvement in this.
And I think that Haley sees that, and I think Rockstar sees that. But I think when this nomination happens, Swaggy is going to be more mad at Caitlin. I don't think Swaggy can necessarily see that it's Tyler running everything.
Yes, because one of the more ironic things that was talked about yesterday was how Swaggy, Scotty, and Bailey were having a conversation about how Tyler is just like a puppy dog that follows Caitlin around and does everything that she wants him to. He just obeys every word that she says.
Oh, gosh. It's my favorite.
Yeah, so it's, I could see them pushing that narrative. Like, Caitlin was the mastermind. She got Tyler to use the veto. I could even see Tyler going to Swaggy and be like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was going to happen. And I could see Swaggy maybe believing it.
And Caitlin is telling Haley that, yeah, she wants her new alliance to be Rockstar, Haley, Caitlin, Brett, Fessy, and Tyler. I mentioned the three boys that Caitlin likes. And she says that she wants to work with Brett because Brett is such a good game player and that he's a threat that she needs to keep close. So at least Brett is misting people into thinking he's good at this game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, Caitlin, she knows what's up. She's going to keep her enemies close. She's going to forge ahead with new alliances. She's a power player in this game.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So who do you think is more of a wild card? Caitlin overall or Winston? Because Sam even told Winston that he was acting too intense. And of course, he blew up and said, I can't believe anyone would ever think I'm intense. I'm not intense. Sam's like, chill out, dude.
I'm just being myself. So apparently my personality is that I'm too intense. Do you think I'm too intense? that classic move of like being obnoxious and intense and like confrontational and then like asking the random person that doesn't want to be involved, like, hey, Mary, do you think I'm intense? Huh? Like, no. See, Mary doesn't think I'm intense. It's like, I don't like this.
Oh, long term, I'm not sure who's going to make it farther, but.
Yeah, personally, I think Winston is the bigger wild card because Caitlin can be controlled, whereas Winston, I don't think Winston can be controlled. I think Winston is just at some point he is going to completely blow, and especially like if Brett for some reason leaves, then Winston is just going to be a total wild card.
It's going to be great for your draft.
Yeah. We also had a weird scene happen late at night with Tyler and Caitlin. They were, you know, writing on each other's arms with secret messages because obviously, you know, Caitlin's boyfriend doesn't know how to see things, I guess. It definitely looked like she wrote on Tyler's arm, I want to kiss you.
Yes, it seems like she wrote, I want to kiss you. And I think he wrote back after we can.
Basically. Yeah. So. Caitlin is just she's very just she really likes her boys.
Yes. And I know several people who have this personality of the needs to be around the guys, really mistrust any girls who could also be friends with those guys. And it's definitely entertaining, not what I think is the best strategy for Big Brother. But I really hope out of all this, I hope that Tyler keeps her at bay and doesn't get in it to any kind of mess with this. I think Tyler really needs to not spend as much time alone with Caitlin.
I'm just like, I'm trying to imagine being in Tyler's position and like, you know, playing the game with somebody like Caitlin, who has been very useful to me up until this point. And I used the fact that she was jealous of Fessy and Haley's relationship. And now she's writing on my arm, "I want to kiss you." And I'm just like, oh my God, what do I do right now? And I think Tyler did the best he could. Like, well, I don't want to get you in trouble. I want to protect you in all aspects, like after, and then, you know, then get a restraining order after the season ends.
I'm really excited to see how the show edits this, to see if they do the Caitlin, "Oh my gosh, me and Tyler were best friends. We're just so goofy together. It's so great. He's such by my side." Flash to Tyler. "Ooh, I may have messed up here."
Yeah. Maybe Tyler, he's talked about how he doesn't want to get married yet. Maybe he should have said that he is married, and then he could have been like the Dan Danielle relationship, and he could have like just kept it a little simpler. But
and the Dan Danielle thing, that's why I keep feeling like it's like Tyler is a returning player, and that everyone is, some of them mistrust him, they think they need to get him out, but they're still like flocking toward his side. They won't directly make a move, you know, there's no confrontations calling him out as of yet. So
I agree. I'm personally really just enjoying being able to watch everything Tyler does. I think that he makes the feeds very exciting. I know that there's already a kind of like, you know, the people that love the underdogs are definitely not on Tyler's side at the moment, and that's probably only going to continue, but man, like, just the way that he plays the game, I think, is going to continue to be exciting for the rest of the season until either his downfall or his victory. So I'm pretty pleased with it.
Overall, this cast is just very entertaining so far.
Yes. Yeah, yes, definitely. We heard another thing from our spoiler person here on Twitter, who talked about how apparently Tyler just barely edged out Bailey for the Advantage app. And so that says to me that Bailey is definitely getting the Power app next week. And also just interesting in general that she came so close, despite the fact that she wasn't really in the Thursday episode.
I think Bailey definitely has a large fan base, and I think she's another one who hopefully when most likely Swaggy goes home, that she can turn this around and do something with this lack of a showmance, as opposed to just blowing up. And I really hope that she doesn't pull a Shima or something. But I think that she has potential as well. And there's really no one else that I think that could get the Power app at this point. Caitlin would be the only other person I think would be close.
Yeah. And you know, this idea that like a disliked house guest could win the Power, I don't think that's true. If we look at it, like, Sam won the first one, Tyler won the second one. This is not pulling through where like, oh, well, all you need to do is be talked about. Like, no, you have to be liked, basically. And
were the questions the same the second week? They were. Because I think there's more like three positive ones, one yes, directly negative, and then one that's sort of questionable.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Just about who you scream at. So.
I fully expect Bailey to be getting the Power next week. I think that she will be edited to be the underdog. She'll be sympathetic with having been betrayed and with Swaggy probably going home. We'll get some Power versus Power segments next week, probably. All right. Anything else here, Mary?
Not too much. Just want to throw my support out there for Eric Stein and say that I'm completely on Scotty's side for this.
Yes, Eric Stein is probably reeling right now. If you need any support, you know I'm here, Eric. Swaggy is he's just mean. Don't listen to what Swaggy says.
Yes, except unless Evil Dick is watching this, and then Swaggy is definitely correct.
Yeah.
Covered all your bases.
All right. Thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Mary is at Frail Mary.
Yes.
I remembered because it's a good name.
It is. You just gotta run with it.
Yeah. We will be the Eric Stein podcast will be up today. They will be recording it at some point today, and then tomorrow I will be back with another live feed update and the LFC roundtable podcast tomorrow night. Be excited, because I am. And it's Monday, so there'll hopefully be a Taryn show. I've scheduled to record with somebody today. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then we'll see. But I'm excited about it, but I'm not going to say anything just in case it doesn't happen. But look out for the Taryn show this week. It should be a good one.
I love the April one. That was great.
Thank you. Yes. Hopefully another blast from the past with this week, if everything goes through. So thank you everyone for joining us today. I will see you next time.